Everybody, well, here we are again, another Wednesday program. So this is one of the nights that we do a lot of question and answers from people, middle of the week here. Our Healing Highway show is on Monday, and then the Light Ship is on Saturday, and the Wednesday and Friday show is a lot of comments on what people have felt during the healings and also maybe just general questions. Pertaining to healings that we have on the website. Oh, let's clear away the date today. So today is July 6, 2016. So 7-6-2016. Here we go, clearing this date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we may clear tomorrow also. Because it'll be 7-7, and then if you add the 1 and the 6, giving you a 7 also, I mean, it'd be kind of cheating that way because you're not looking at the 2 and the 0, but that'd be 3 7s in a sense. But here we go. Let's clear those in case that happens to affect you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you're buying any casino, maybe that might be your lucky thing. Maybe they're looking at the same thing and having the 3-7s have a big payoff. But anyway, won't get into that. So here we go. Let's clear a situation that you're dealing with or pain. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm going to bring up your light beams. So many as you have up, well, first two male energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have another monitor screen, you want to have females come in. Or maybe you just want them all males, that's up to you. But here we go. For your second monitor, possibly maybe female. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have three of them up, we can bring in non-gender. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, we'll see if our radio host is out there. Are you out there with your headphones and microphone on in the soundproof room? Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Yes, I have everything. I'm in my own special little room. It's great. I could probably say anything, except I know that there's people listening. So welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Creation Light Ship Show. And we have our special calls coming up this weekend. So I'm just going to announce those real quick. It's going to start on Saturday with a four-hour Ascension preparation call on July 9th. And then we have our eight-hour healing intensive, and that's going to be July 10th, which is Sunday. And then the next Sunday, the 17th, and then also the 24th, and that leaves a day at the end because apparently this is a really long month. And the other announcement that we have is that the fast chat and the feedback form page are working again. I believe there was something going on earlier this week, but everything is good now. And thank you to our moderator and the people behind the scenes of BBS Radio for getting that working again. We really appreciate it. Okay, so there was some work done yesterday on the call that Ron did, the Tuesday call. And a lot of people have written in, Ron, saying thank you for that. So we have several testimonials. And the Tuesday call is always the cording removal special. So those calls are only $20. They're very effective. Ron works on us anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. And if anybody would like to ever join us on those, you are certainly welcome to. And how you sign up for those is by clicking on the link at the top of the page on the front of the website. And that's www.creationlightship.com. So, Ron, would you like to hear some of these testimonials?
Yeah, sure, great. Yeah, I love hearing them, so go ahead.
Okay, so this one says, Ron, thank you for the additional healings you gave last night in the cording removal session, including the pin removals from the neck and shoulders. I am able to move my neck freely, and best of all, the pain I had is gone. I feel the same relief in my shoulders. And they also mentioned that they had a good, peaceful sleep. Thank you again. This listener has been with us for quite a while listening to your shows.
Great. That's wonderful. Good.
Yep. Okay. And then I was going to read a question here to see what you would suggest. Basically, the person is experiencing some anxiety They don't have the extreme anxiety yet, but they are timeline crashing the situation. And they just go into talk about what that is a little bit. So they're wondering what you would suggest, Ron, and I think you have more than one anxiety clearing on your website.
Well, we have the regular one and then the extreme anxiety, I believe. It depends, you know, what your anxiety is about. I would look deeper. I would forget about the anxiety, and I would see what's going on in your life to make you anxious, you know? And is it really anxiety? Maybe it's fear and you're feeling fearful, which is switching over to anxiety. So I guess, you know, I think I would ask your friends what they think of you about your anxiety, what they think is possibly causing it. It may not be anxiety at all. You know, maybe you're afraid of alien attacks coming at night. So being afraid and having anxiety is not going to really get the aliens off of you until you start doing some work like the alien attack page. And that could maybe release that from you. So you might be really anxious about something that's going on, but you're not zeroing in on the exact problem. You know, you could be anxious about not having money, but your problem is not having money, not the anxiety of not having money. You see what I mean? What else do you pick up on that, Michelle? Because a lot of times people don't really look at their real problem. You know, what's on your psychic billboard? What's your soul family doing to you? So you want to look at those situations. And you know, even though you're in anxiety, you need to find out why. What energetic body is fully contaminated causing that? And or what script are you playing? Are you not here a lot? Are you out of your body a lot, causing you to go, you know, into, you know, the dimensions of darkness? So, you know, you really got to analyze more of what's going on besides just, you know, I'm anxious, you know. That's what I sort of sense, okay? So find out what's going on in your life and what remedy you really need to help yourself, because just doing an anxiety clearing and or timeline crashes will help a little bit, but, you know, you're not really, you know, heading it off and looking at the actual situation of what's going on. Maybe it's some past life situation that you're dealing with. Remember, past life could be a second ago. Or maybe it's from, you know, your ancestors giving you something. So anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Well, this listener does mention that what their particular thing is that they are envisioning or feeling that there is an alien attack coming. And I believe it's also connected to a specific trauma. So I know that you have a trauma clearing, so that might help. And then also, if it is feeling that you're going to be abducted, there is the abduction barcode, which would get rid of all the, what does that do, the barcode? Does it get rid of the past of that happening?
No, it'll get rid of the barcodes that the aliens put on you to be abducted. Remember, they can still put them on. You could take off five of those and they could put one on a minute later. But, you know, if they're not watching you completely, they'll probably forget about you. So it sounds like you have an issue, and that issue brings you fear of having the aliens attack you. So get rid of whatever is going on, you know, at the beginning, what you're dealing with. You know, maybe, for instance, you did a lot of out-of-body experiences, and now you know that the aliens can go back in time when you're out of your body and snatch you up, and that could be happening now in the present. So it can be very disconcerting knowing that the aliens can go back in time, even go back before you were born, in one of your past lives, replicate that, and bring that into you in this lifetime as a dream, and cause you problems and then abduct you from that. So So just to be, you know, really deep with this stuff, that's why you want to clear yourself out of your past situations that surface in this lifetime. I can give you a scenario. I may have done this on one of the other shows here. This person apparently was a female as a nurse, and I think it was the Civil War. And well, that's going back quite a ways back. And the aliens replicated, you know, a tent, we'll say, medical facility, we'll just call it, where the person was helping out to do amputation. And then after looking at the situation, the person was actually brought into a underground alien, maybe industrial complex in the Great Lakes by Michigan, I believe it was. And they were down there doing these amputations in this lifetime as a nurse in the Civil War. Now, the aliens wanted to get the arms and legs and whatever else was amputated because they were still living at that time upon being amputated. So typically, you know, that's, over... 200 years ago, 300 years ago, I should say. And so they brought back these people from the past into the present. The work was being done on them, and they were getting these live body parts just after they were, say, cut off, amputated, and taking them to the Beyondo. So that's what they can do. They're in control of time, so they can go back in time and also ahead in time. Well, it's possible that you're maybe living something like that from one of your past experiences living in this lifetime, and they're just bringing it more forward into this life, this moment, we'll say, and you're having anxieties because of it, because of what you did in the past, and you just can't shake your past. Know that they're going to abduct you because they may have abducted you, say 30 years ago. So... all you can do is do some clearings to release it. You know, the timeline crashing may not be that beneficial because once you got abducted, say, 30 years ago, if that was the case, then all of a sudden, what are you going to do? You need to get out of that experience that you created and went into 30 years ago. A timeline crash going back 30 years could possibly help you, but how many times have you been abducted with that experience for 30 years? So that's, you know, you'd probably be crashing timelines forever. So you want to go back to that first cause energy and see what's going on there and maybe timeline crash that first time that happened to you and look for the barcodes that could be attached to you. Maybe... they didn't get you until 5 years after that. They found you, then they put the barcodes on you, abduction barcodes. So anyway, just I don't think timeline crashing is going to be very beneficial for you, let's put it that way, only because, you know, if it just happened recently one time, you know, then you could probably do that, but you may have, lifetimes upon lifetimes of history on that, on parallel planets that look like Earth here. You could be tied into a million, different types of scenarios going on with you on these parallel planets that look like Earth. You have anything to add, Michelle? I know it sounds kind of grim, but, if you are being worked with and messed with some of your past experiences, it gets to be hard to release all those, especially if they're, known abduction experiences. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, the only thing I was thinking about when you were speaking was that you've mentioned before that you need to get rid of the attachment of whatever emotion it is. So It could be something random and everybody has something different because of what they're attached to. So I don't know what an example would be. Like, let's say you have a thing for French furniture. And you're like, I'm not French. Why would I have a thing for French furniture? Maybe there's some connection there. And if you get rid of the emotion about French furniture, then you would be, maybe that's like where they're abducting you and that's why you feel some sort of a connection to it or whatever it is. And then if you get rid of the emotion connected to it, then that would disconnect you from being abducted to that place.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because you'd be getting rid of the emotional attachment. Because it's so interesting, the more, you know, I've listened to you talk about it, it's all about the emotion. Like,
yep.
Every time. Why are they so fascinated by our emotions?
Because your body's emitting energy. So you leak energy out when you're sad and when you're happy.
And that energy is like
fuel? Somehow your body leaks out. You just transmit it all over the place when you're happy or sad or angry or whatever. So that's what they use and need to help themselves out.
Oh, okay. All right. Back to a testimonial about Tuesday. This one says, the Tuesday cording removal call always feels freeing and empowering. I feel the release of the cords we often unawares get attached to just by going about our lives. Yesterday, when you added in the bitterness clearing and pin removal, I had huge results. This time during the bitterness clearing, I spoke aloud some things from my past that I had felt bitter about, and the release was profound. This morning, I am moving my neck silently, no popping sounds. All due, I know, from the pin removals. Thanks for your generosity. And that's what
it
looks like.
We don't know what we don't know, you know?
Right. Do you feel that speaking it out loud helped?
Yeah, you're able then to focus on, or the light beings are able to focus on a situation, yes, The light beings don't really know what your problems are. You could be talking with them, you know, when we're having the clearings. But maybe you're timid, you know, maybe you don't say anything. And so, you know, when I instruct something, then it works in that area. And so by you saying, yeah, I got a little more, you know, working on the neck here, and I'll say, yeah, working on your atlas. I go, yeah, atlas, and then also it kind of has a little kink in it here, you know. And the light beams will have a little more to work with, you know. So that's sort of what happened. And there's much more going on than what I'm talking about naturally, but, you know, we're trying to keep it very simple.
At times,
what I'll do is actually, if somebody needs something, I'll actually dematerialize maybe a bad disc or vertebrae or something that isn't exactly right and rematerialize it and make it brand new again. Then you have, you know, results from that too, having it actually be better than what it was before the call started. But, you know, there's so much that goes on that I really can't talk about anything other than just keeping it very, very simple. Because otherwise, it gets too mental with a lot of people, and they expect too much. And then they get upset because maybe nothing happened when everybody else is saying, oh, this is a great call, and I really loved it. And so then you'd have to say, well, why haven't they received the healing that other people have had? And it's probably because they haven't worked on themselves enough to get past that threshold of whatever the problem is. Like when I do the calls and we have newbies come on who have not had their emotional whole lifetime clearing, boy, it's like trying to push, you know, a rock uphill, you know, or boulder uphill. It's a lot more difficult on me doing that with people that haven't had some clearings done because we have to move through that energy. in order to help you. So the more clearings you have had in the past, the more you can expect for results that you may be looking for. That's sort of how, you know, I think most people understand that, but there are some people that may say, yeah, I don't know why I didn't get this. Everybody else got it, and I don't have it. Well, if you worked on yourself enough, how deep is that issue with you? How many energetic bodies are corrupted? And it's interesting when I work with people, and maybe they've done a bunch of clearings and did a bunch of calls and stuff, and then on the radio we do something that just kind of off the wall. It doesn't really seem that significant, you know? And all of a sudden, the energy falls into place and they're fixed. They go, wow. But then they might say, well, gee, why did I spend all that money in the past when I could have just had this call and Ron did this little thing really quickly and fast and I'm fixed now? Well, it's only because you did all the work on yourself that we're able to come to that particular point on a timeline to get you off of that to fix you. So it's very interesting at how things work. So back to you.
Well, that's a really great point, because sometimes I've wondered, oh, wow, did I need to do this, or I could have just waited till that occurred. But you're right. It's just you got more out of it because you did the previous one, so it's all useful. That is good. Okay. We have a request for some keywords to be released, unalienable rights and the phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Would you like us to do that, or would you want to do that?
Well, let's see here. So I've always was kind of intrigued by that unalienable rights. So I guess un means not, right? And alien, we know what that is. And then able means you're able to do something, and then you have rights. So it's not alien, able, probably, you know, whatever that would mean to you, being okay to do, rights. So the aliens don't have any rights with this here, which would be the, you know, next one here is, if it would be that, would be the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So pursuit of happiness means that that's probably in your future because you're pursuing something. So why would you want to get something looking forward in your future? It's like the dog with a hot dog in front of its nose, you know, caught onto something to hold it there, and the dog keeps running trying to get the hot dog, never finds it, never gets it. And life and liberty, well, I guess you're living, that's life. And liberty, who knows what that would be? What are you being liberated from? Oh, you know, when you were born, you're liberated from your mother. So you might be happy with that. you got out, right? So we'll clear it here. So unalienable rights. So here we go, releasing that. These keywords. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And life, liberty, well, we'll clear that here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And pursuit of happiness, that's one that, that's in your future. I don't think I want to clear that because it hasn't happened yet. So, although they are keywords, I'll clear happiness. That's a keyword. So, releasing the energy from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, somebody is wondering, they say recently they have been exhausted all the time, like never before, and they're wondering if it's from fighting, if they're still fighting.
Well, the time-traveling soldiers are very busy, so if you do feel tired and that's a problem, then just say you don't want to fight anymore. So it is a possibility, yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're all still busy, huh?
Yep, very busy.
All right, well, that's a lot of us. I hope we're getting somewhere. Okay. So we have another testimonial about Tuesday, and it says, on yesterday's courting call, Ron added a round of clearing bitterness and releasing pins from the atlas, which is in the neck and upper body. My neck and head had been stiff, and after the pin release, my range of movement was smooth and easy. The bitterness clearing was like pulling off a veil of dark energy. After the call, it was bouncy and bright. And then it goes on to say, these weekly calls are a huge benefit in my life. They help me stay clear and in the now, and they work hand in hand with the website clearings to integrate more light in my body. My whole experience of life is uplifted. I would definitely have to agree.
Thank you. Yeah, they definitely help.
Yeah, they really help. And they're only $20, so honestly, if you can just jump on, you know, every now and then if you feel you need it, it's really a great way to get going during the week and to get stuff released from you that you may have picked up. Okay. We have another one, but I don't know if I should read that or if I should find a question real quick, Ron. Okay.
You.
Let's see here. Somebody is wondering, they're looking for employment after a very long time, I assume, of being unemployed, and they're wondering what would have to be removed and what, and if anything could be added or what would be added.
Well, what I first heard was looking for employment. So if you're always looking, you're never going to find it. Okay, so you're in the mode of looking. I would probably do the psychic billboard and put in there that you are employed. Otherwise, it's saying that you're looking for a job, which means that you're proactive, which is good. But, you know, you may be looking for a long time. So I would probably change that and say that you do have a job now. And then kind of see what happens with that. You got to change that reality. Maybe you like not going to work and getting up early. Maybe, just for instance, there are people, I don't know how they are in other states, but there are people in California here that, you know, have to get up like at 3 in the morning to leave at 4 in the morning to drive to their job to get there by maybe 8 or 9, you say, because the housing is too expensive where their job is, so they have to be, you know, 2 to 3 hours away to get a house that they could afford. So that's commonplace for a lot of people. And you might be one of those. You might say, yeah, I got to drive 2 hours in the morning to go to work, and I got to drive 2 hours back, and hopefully there's no traffic accident. So, you know, I'm putting in a 12-hour day, maybe a 13-hour day, because you have an hour for lunch. And then the weekend comes in, you're totally exhausted. And then you start over again on Monday. So you may not want to do that. And maybe you're looking for a job, but you go, you know, I really don't want to do that and drive that far, because I know what it was like for maybe 10 years doing that. And so you may want to look at what you're really wanting. You really, you know, if that is you, then you really want to do that. You know, you may look for something else to do that might be more beneficial. So anyway, but you need to own your experience where you are. So the first thing is that you're unemployed. And do you like being unemployed? So you might do that, what we call that negative affirmation in a sense. You know, I love being unemployed, and I love not having money. Something like that, and do that to break that spell that you put on yourself or other people put on you. And do that a bunch of times, maybe 1,000 times or more, until you hit rock bottom and you come back up again. and then that you just broke the energy pattern, and now you own that you love being unemployed. That's your reality, and your reality is now you want to change. You have free choice now. Otherwise, you're hooked into a system that you created, just like putting a spell on yourself, and you're unable to get out of it until you come to terms with it and to own that reality. And just thinking that you can get a job, then you're in the mental plane, and that's not going to work for you, because you need to first own where you are so you can change. Back to you, Michelle. Do you have anything to add on that?
Oh, wow. It just seems like such a leap off a bridge to say, oh, I love having no money, or I love not having a job. But I could see how it would work, because it detaches you from wanting, and like being in a state of want other than being in a state of have and just being a piece of whatever it is that you do have. So I could definitely see it working. In fact, I believe this has worked in my life. So yeah. Yep, very good advice. There's actually other, I'm not sure where this came from, but years ago I read something like that as well about a man in the situation, and he kept thinking, I want to get out of this situation. And somebody finally said, well, why don't you just be grateful for the situation that you're in? And then all of a sudden he did that, and then it all changed, and he got out of the situation then. It was very strange. It was exactly like what you were talking about.
You have to become your reality. So if you want a job desperately, then you got to know that you don't have one, and you have to love where you are not having a job. I don't want to use the word love, but I think you all know what I mean there. So you have to come into oneness with your current reality in order for you to change. Otherwise, you can get the same thing over and over again because you haven't moved past that issue of whatever that would be. It's actually an issue of lack. Whatever you are looking for, you're lacking that. So that becomes a want or maybe a desire. And so, when you're lacking wanting something, then you probably can never get it because you're continuously in that mode of not being able to have free will, free choice. So you're always in lack. You need to get into free will, free choice, which is owning that reality. And now you can manifest with your spirit in the present moment of what you want to have happen to you. Otherwise, you're dealing with that dark side energy keeping you in slavery with your situation. Back to you.
I wonder, you say you're not particularly fond of the word love because it's a word in duality, but how about the word appreciate? I appreciate where I'm at. It feels more like you're at peace with it. And I know at one place of employment that I used to work at, we would often go around and say, you know, I appreciated that you did this, and I appreciate you being here. And it just felt really nice and peaceful and not connected to, like, any expectation or any one way of feeling, like, super buoyant about a person. It just was, like, acknowledging that, yeah, it's nice that you're here. So would that help to use the word appreciate?
Well, it's not going to help you to get to rock bottom, though. So you're going to have to really do that the affirmation so that you start crying. Maybe you're going to throw up. You need to hit that energy, like grabbing the bull by the horns, You need to go to rock bottom with it. Otherwise, it's kind of very fairy, and, you're still not going to get out of that pattern. Appreciating it is okay. And, it may sound great, but if you have a pattern that you're trying to get yourself released from, you need to find out what that pattern is and then release it from you by doing that affirmation. And you may want to do another one. There may be like 5 issues attached to it, so just clearing one may not be it. And you may go, oh, man, now that I got this one issue cleared, there's something else there, Maybe, for instance, you clear that one, so now you go, well, I can get a job now. And then you go, wait a minute, I don't want to get a job. Now I got to pay child support. And so now you got to do the one for child support. And maybe there's something else happening, you know, that maybe your relatives loaned you money and you're not working, so you don't have to pay them back. So now you go, oh, boy, now I got my relatives there. They gave me, say, $20,000, you know, a year ago to help me out. And, you know, it fell out of my pocket and I lost it or something, you know. But I couldn't tell them that. And so now I don't want to get a job ever because now I got to pay them back that money. I got no benefit from it. So you got to look at how many issues you have there attached to you not wanting to have a job. So just do that affirmation. Now, if it's, you know, really a rough one, then get some friends to help you with it. Have them say it with you. And they probably would have the same issue as you. And if they don't, it's going to help them out because they'll clear a little bit out of themselves if they don't even know they have it. They should feel great. You know, if you start feeling, you know, kind of sick and your stomach starts hurting and you feel nauseated and start crying a lot, feeling sorry for yourself and whatever it is, well, that's just part of the clearing. You need to get it out so you can start laughing about it. So that's where you are. The laughing, you're probably laughing with tears. Remember, you're having these words told you in prison. And you're enslaved by these words of not having a job. Maybe the job is what you're looking at. You don't like the word job. Maybe job turned into a career. Maybe you went to college to get a career, and you did that, and you hate it. And you did that because everybody wanted you to go to college to get this career. And you just don't like it. So, you know, you need to release all that energy. And you might find another way of living your life a little differently. So anyway, just ideas there for everybody. But you have to come into oneness with it. Whatever you're resisting or whatever situation you're in, you need to own it 100%, and then it will go away from you. Because once you become it, then it's no longer an issue. So you need to understand that it has to come into oneness with you. You have to become that reality. Oh, back to you.
Oh, that is interesting. Right when you said that, I just thought of somebody who I wondered once, and I asked him, I said, don't you want to do this such and such a job when you get older? And they were like, no, I've already had that. I'm done now. And it seemed like such an awesome thing that somebody else would want so badly, but as soon as the person, like, completely had it and became it, then they were ready to just move on.
Oh. Yeah, that was your life goal, is to get it for a week, huh?
Yeah. Yes, interesting. Okay, so we have a request, Ron. Somebody says that they were doing something and they felt something with their spirit and their chest, and they were wondering if you could do any type of a clearing for that, like maybe a closed-off feeling in their body. A heart block, they're saying.
Wait a minute. I don't quite get that. They said that they could feel their spirit in their chest, or somebody else's spirit.
Yes. Well, I believe it was theirs, but I think what they're saying is it's basically a heart block, so possibly a heart block clearing.
Yeah, because you're not going to feel your spirit. Your spirit's invisible. It has no feeling. So that's the first thing. If you think you're feeling your spirit, then right away you know that you're not. That doesn't exist that way. Your spirit doesn't exist in feelings or sensations or anything else. So if you think that you're sensing your spirit energy and it doesn't feel right to you, well, that's not your energy of your spirit. So I want to make that clear to everybody listening. So the next thing is a block for heart knots. I might do that on the call coming up here. I might do some more of the heart knots on tomorrow's call, which will be on Thursday. So maybe somebody can remind me when they're checking in. Maybe we can do a half an hour of heart knots for people. So
okay.
Here we go. I'm on the call tomorrow, the Thursday call, 5:30 Pacific. It's $20. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, great, because we have a request for that. So our next testimonial includes that. It says, I enjoyed the Tuesday call quite a lot. Ron released chords the first hour, then bitterness the next half hour, and then pins. I felt a big release in my heart from the bitterness clearing. It felt as powerful as the heart knot release. The pin release felt amazing. I must have a lot and did both pin calls earlier and possibly might need another. And they have a side note, 2 hours felt like 2 to 5 minutes. Thank you, Ron. Awesome call.
Very well. Thank you.
Yeah, so a lot of people got a lot out of that yesterday.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I believe that this question has to do with our talk in the past couple shows about photos. It says, on the cording clearing, if I enter photos online and offline, will that work? So they're asking for the cording clearing if they put that in there, photos online and offline.
Boy. Well, I think that's too general. I think you'd want to say that you know, wherever your photo is, you'd probably want to specify where it's located, okay? Just do that first and see if that tends to neutralize the energy for you. And you could even take your spirit energy out of your photograph. You can call and reclaim your spirit back to you. That may help you from having people court you. So if they... You know, it's hard to say if they're courting your spirit or if they're courting your body. So, if you want to be as specific as possible on where your photo is, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Do that first, you know, before you go into, you know, extremes where, you know, you want to get it online or offline, but, you know, find out where it is. Back to you.
Okay, great. And we also have another question, and this has to do with the web attack clearing and the monthly alien attacks clearing. There's a box that says, like, for websites, and they're wondering if they can enter multiple web addresses in there.
One at a time. Multiple, yes. One at a time. Uh-huh.
Okay, could they open several different boxes and then put one in each one?
You could have different screens up, yeah. You know, you could do it that way. But, you know, it's too hard to go out fishing to try to figure out where everybody is. You need to be specific on an incident. You know, when you do a timeline crash, you know, you put down what the incident is. And, you know, you're not general with it. At least you shouldn't be. If you are, it's probably not going to work. And so you need to state what the problem is, you know. I stubbed my toe yesterday. It hurts. Take me off these timelines. You know, just very simple, you know. Oh, and you don't want to say, I stubbed my toe. Take me off all the timelines of my whole lifetime. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to be specific of what you're dealing with. As you're dealing with an alien energy, and they connected with you at that particular moment that you stubbed your toe. So you want to be as specific as possible with the least amount of words. So back to you.
Okay. This is a response to what we were speaking about earlier about the anxiety, and it says that anxiety comes for me when I am not in the now, and this listener feels that doing the be here in the now clearing helps very much bring them back into peace.
Yeah, that's, of course, yeah. All of your issues are from not being on planet Earth, on the real Earth, so you're dealing with timelines. So that's one way to look at it, because the timelines where they replicate you when you're living on that, that's why I mentioned about the parallel, you know, Earth-planet clearing, you know, that you're actually being replicated on different cloned Earths with the situation. So but the whole process is to get into the now where you're not connected to these things. If you're in the now, they don't want you. The mind of heart drop, you're going to realize you can't think. So all the problems that you're having, we'll say, with the anxiety and with this and with that, and fear and anger, that's only because you're not in the present moment. Present moment, you can't think, so you're not going to have all those energies, you know, attaching itself to your mind to put you into programs that you never knew about. I'm not saying that that energy is going to dissipate from you and never be around you. You know, you may have to deal with something. But, you know, aside from that, to keep yourself from going up further and further on other timelines, that's why you want to be in the present moment. And you may get an answer to your problem or question that you're dealing with. Maybe something's bothering you for a long time and you keep wondering why this is happening. Once you get into the present moment, you may have some wonderful clarity on it. And you can go, I need to do this here. You know, what the heck? You know, I've been dealing with this for a long time, and I never thought about this solution because I've been on so many timelines that's preventing me from having the solution. So you want to get the right remedy. Back to you.
So, Ron, I know that we have a couple new listeners out there tonight, specifically on this show. Could you just go over really quick exactly the mind to heart drop? I know I like to say it pretty quickly. I just say I command my spirit to drop my thoughts down into my heart center, and then I count 3 to 1. Do you want to explain what's going on there or how that works?
Yeah, the first thing is that you need to be in the present moment. So when you command your spirit, you are in the present moment automatically during that process. So when you command your spirit, right away you're waking it up because you probably haven't talked to your spirit or communicated with it maybe for your whole life. Maybe this is the first time that you had this awareness. You may have had the dark side spirit of yours talking to you continuously throughout your life, giving you information, whispering in your ear, telling you what to do, what not to do. But your actual spirit is in non-judgment. And it can guide you, we'll say, to things that you may need to know about, but it may not ever talk to you, you know, so just say that I'm 95% correct there. So you have to command your spirit to do something for you. At that point, your command awakens it. And so we'll just say that it's been sleeping forever, and it can only leave or at least when you're sleeping because you're just bored of doing nothing. So it leaves when you're going to sleep at night because the dark side gives us something to do. So you first command your spirit to do something, which is to take the thoughts in your head. Well, the thoughts in your head are what you're dealing with, and it does something with those to drop them into your heart. And these thoughts are the patterns that you're running, which could be on timelines. This is the thoughts of darkness. Remember, the aliens gave you dark energy, which is mind. And you're living in mind energy. Everything out there in collective consciousness, universal mind, whatever New Age word you want to use there, Akashic records, all this stuff is darkness. That source energy has no history, has no future. It just is strictly in the present moment. It doesn't hang on to anything. So when you take these thoughts that have been beating you up, we'll say, you drop into your heart, they become neutralized, or maybe just they get destroyed, one or the other, we'll say, and at that point, you can no longer think because you are now in the present moment. When you're not in the present moment, that's when you start thinking. So if you're thinking a lot, then you know that you're on timelines and you're not in the present moment and you're not on the real Earth created by source energy. You're on a fabricated, simulated Earth movie somewhere in the beyondo. That looks like the Earth that you're used to seeing. When you do that, you're automatically put into the present moment, and you can't think because source energy has no thoughts at all with its creation. Otherwise, it would be judging itself. So do you have anything to add to that, Michelle?
Well, just that I know a lot of people feel, I can connect to source energy by wishing it to be so or praying to it or asking for it to come to me. Would you want to speak to that a little bit to some of the new people?
the source energy doesn't know where you are, doesn't care where you are. You have free will, free choice. So you're never going to connect to source energy because then it would have to be looking out for you and judging you to connect to you. So you can never go to source energy. Now, the light of the darkness, which you could call source energy, which is what all the masters, typically people pray to the masters, and they're in darkness because they're no longer here. So anything that's outside of yourself is suspect, and it should be because it's not going to be source energy. So when you think you're connecting to something and you get that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, and you go, oh, man, this feels so great, well, you know automatically right there that it's not source energy. The source energy has no judgment. So it has no sensation, no feeling, no presence at all. It just is. So anything that has judgment to it or feeling makes you happy, makes you sad, whatever it would be there, makes you feel guilty, all that's darkness. So source energy you can never go to, and if you could go to it, it would see you as darkness because you have DNA in your body with your thoughts of your ancestors, and that's darkness, and the light would destroy you. So it doesn't look around for you, and you can't go to source energy anyway. You already have it with you. Your source energy is your spirit. You're looking for anything and everything outside of yourself, trying to find your spirit, and you already have it. So that's your connection that you always have, but you neglect it probably all the time, not knowing that you are. So whenever you have a thought, you're automatically not connected to your spirit and typically not connected to the earth plane here or somewhere else. The information be good and valid and correct? Yes, it can be. Oh, back to you.
Well, I think it would take a lot, just hearing that and then listening to several radio shows to really get it, because we have been hearing something slightly different our whole life from so many different sources. But it always sounds closer to the truth, is that, well, it is just you. You don't need to go outside yourself. Do you think people maybe have a hard time believing that they're that powerful?
No, I had a laugh once. People are saying at the expo how powerful your spirit is and everything else. And then I say, well, when you get hurt, what happens? Your spirit leaves your body. Why isn't it there to help you? It doesn't want the pain, doesn't want darkness. So, as you think that you're so powerful, your spirit leaves. Do you have a wimpy spirit? No, it doesn't want to have darkness. It's gone. But when you need your spirit the most, it's no longer with you. Oh, that's how powerful your spirit is. It has enough power to leave darkness. That's good for it.
Yeah.
That's good for you, but that's why you want to get off those timelines so you don't have situations happening. And especially you want to get off your soul family's timelines as they're running programs in you, and you want to get that natal barcode removal. So if you don't want to come ever back here to the earth, then you want to do your spirit barcode so that when ascension time does occur, your spirit is accounted for and it will be taken away off this prison planet. But remember, the sad thing is that the earth, as of talking right now, will no longer ever be here. It will never be of light. It will be of darkness. But most people on the planet are always living that anyway. They don't know about the mind of heart drop. They don't know about being in the present moment. So they're living in darkness anyway, so it won't be any different. Just that they'll never have a chance to get come back into light again. So let's do the mind of heart drop.
Okay.
I command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. These are a simple way of doing it here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So our call starting this coming Saturday, our 4-hour ascension call, that's in preparation. 1 o'clock Pacific. So hope to see you then, everybody. So blessings, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies.